Top Labour MP Imran Hussain resigns as Gaza conflict highlights UK left's anti-Semitism divide. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 8, 2023. A senior left-wing lawmaker has resigned from his party's front bench over its stance on Israel, further undermining the Labour leader's bid to telegraph that the party has moved beyond its anti-Semitism scandal era. Imran Hussain, the Member of Parliament for Bradford East, according to census data one of the most solidly Muslim areas in the United Kingdom, has resigned from the leadership team of Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, citing their differences over the Israel-Gaza conflict. Hussain's position would have meant that if the Labour Party won the next UK national elections, which polling suggests is likely, he would have been in line for a government minister post. Hussain said in his letter to Starmer announcing his resignation that it has become clear that my view on the ongoing humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza differs substantially from the position you have adopted and that he could not continue to serve the Starmer shadow government. Labour leader Sir Keir has not backed calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestine, leading to demands for him to step down, and a series of elected officials and party activists resigning. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan and 16 frontbench senior members of parliament have called for a ceasefire, signalling a major split within the Labour Party. On Monday, the leader of Burnie Council of Fraziab Anwar and 10 councillors quit Labour over its position on Gaza. The Conservative-aligned Daily Telegraph says the drumbeat of resignations and criticisms of Labour's official policy of not calling on Israel to stand down in the face of a massive terrorist attack against its people is evidence Starmer is facing a mutiny. This development seriously undermines one of the early achievements of Sir Keir's leadership of Britain's often fractious and faction-riven left-wing party, which was moving it from years of negative news cycles around anti-Semitism within its ranks. While former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn always denied he led an anti-Semitic Labour Party, he faced persistent criticism that during his time at the top, the problem was at least allowed to fester. Corbyn was suspended from the party in 2020 after he rejected a report by the Equality and Human Rights Commission which found serious failures of leadership over anti-Semitism. A review by the left-wing Guardian of Labour's situation remarks, with some understatement, merely acknowledge that the party has a complicated history on Israel and that Starmer has a tricky task to keep his party together on the subject. A Labour spokesman said Wednesday morning in response to Hussain's resignation, "Everybody wants to see an end to the shocking images we are seeing in Gaza. But a ceasefire now will only freeze this conflict and will leave hostages in Gaza and Hamas with the infrastructure and capability to carry out the sort of attack we saw on October 7th. The party would not be shifting its position that Israel has a right to defend itself," they said. Shadow Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson, an erstwhile frontbench colleague of Hussain's, further said, reports The Telegraph, that, "I do recognize the strength of feeling across our party on it. What we all want to see is that aid, the essentials getting in, the upholding of international law and the release of hostages who are still being held." The events that we saw on the 7th of October were sickening acts of utter barbarity and brutality. But every day on our screens we also see the suffering of Palestinian children and it is right that everything possible is done to alleviate that plight. While bitter disagreements over Israel appear to predominantly strike at the left wing in UK domestic politics today, it is an issue that can cut across party lines. The governing Conservative Party saw the resignation of Saeed Awarsi from the Foreign Office in 2014, calling UK government policy on Gaza morally indefensible, free from the convention of collective responsibility which binds cabinet members to toe the party line. She immediately called on the British government to introduce an arms embargo on Israel.